This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Sonny and Cher, Simon and Garfunkel, John and Paul, Mick and Keith. Of all of the great musical collaborations in history, the next might just come straight from the Texas capital city. Under the raging suns, open fire, fire, fire. Ain't nothing new, ain't nothing new. We all have desires. I want you to be my woman, babe. Every time you get dressed in black, you give a grown man a heart attack. I pray that good Lord will bring you back. You're my sunshine. Black Pumas is the latest project from Grammy-winning guitarist and producer Adrian Quesada of the bands Grupo Fantasma and Brownout. Beside him, with that powerful, dynamic voice, is Eric Burton. Burton grew up singing in church and musical theater and landed in Austin by way of California, busking to pay his bills and develop some true performance cred. Black Pumas have captivated audiences and critics alike with their psychedelic soul and energetic live performances. They've just released a self-titled debut on a major independent label and are already selling out shows around the country. Eric Burton sat down with me in the Texas Standard Studios before heading out on the road. I asked him how the group's first single, Black Moon Rising, came to be.
Adrian approached me with the track and, you know, he labeled it Solar Eclipse. And I kind of just ran with that. I did a little bit of research on, you know, the moon and its orbit. And yeah. And I took the physical aspect of the solar eclipse and I combined that with, you know, the love of, like, you know, towards a mysterious woman, right? And so when you put these two things together, it's just, you know, it's so limitless where you can go. I'm excited because I feel like Black Moon Rising has set us up to, you know, be able to do that and to not freak anyone out, you know.
Tell me about you two met when you found Austin. How did you find Austin? How did you find Adrian? How did that start?
Interestingly enough, I started busking in the on the Santa Monica Pier while you know, taking care of mom and learning how to sell and merchandise myself as best as I could with what I had. But I started on the Santa Monica Pier. I met a couple of guys. We traveled up the West Coast. We ended up in Austin, Texas, where I was busking. I met Adrian 2017 through a mutual friend, Brian Ray, who's also a producer here. And yeah, it's just the rest has been like history. You know, Adrian, we weren't sure if it was going to kind of pan out for us, but I think that there were a lot of people who reached out to Adrian to, you know, suggest different singers for the instrumentals that he had, but none of them kind of struck his fancy that when he was introduced to me and I sang to him over the phone, he invited me to the studio, and our first day in the studio, his studio, we recorded our first two singles, Black Moon Rising and Fire. Been an amazing thing, and it's hard to articulate, to kind of like when you find that perfect teammate, like Kobe and Shaq, or, you know, Michael Jordan and Pippen. That's what it feels like, you know. So
how did he influence and change your sound? What were you doing when you were busking, and how does that sound different than what you're doing now with Black Pumas?
Right. So I really enjoy writing lyrics and melodies that move me. Right. It didn't seem like such a stretch, even though I was just playing guitar by myself, kind of folk sounding music, more than just the soul thing. I was able to kind of bring those elements to what was being presented to me in the instrumentals. From a young age, you know, I learned how to do that through an uncle. And yeah, we used to you know, write melodies and lyrics when we're supposed to be asleep, me and my siblings, and just to make each other laugh. And so I've had a lot of practice with this. I feel like I could write on anything, you know. So thankfully, Adrian's music sounds really, really cool.
I woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean.
You know, it's interesting to think about your story of how you arrived in Austin, and I wonder, you know, what's your family back in California? You were just going on like a long road trip, and there, yeah. Here you stay in Austin, and now you're like really like labeling yourself as musician.
Mm-hmm.
What do they think?
Well, they to some degree they just always knew that I would be doing this, being an entertainer, singing, playing guitar. When I turned 18, and my little brother, he bought me my first guitar, and I just started writing music and used music to kind of get through the angsty days of being a teenager, you know, and in high school trying to figure yourself out. They're very proud of me, and you know, my family, we spent a lot of time in the Hollywood area, and mm-hmm. they know a lot about show business and this and that. So they always have something to say. And when I go back home, if I'm playing the guitar in the living room, they'll kick me out of the living room. You know, like the game is on, man. Like it's not such a big deal to them. They just, you know,
that's
they're
just
proud
Eric.
Of me.
Yeah, yeah, get
exactly.
out of here now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't hear the game.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's funny. Like my mom will, I took my girlfriend to the house one day, and I was playing a song, and my mom, just in the middle of the song, why don't you play this song, you know, like it's really cute, but you know, they can be you know, it's not like I don't get as much respect. I feel like my parents and my, you know, my family really helped push me to write compelling lyrics and melodies, because otherwise I'm not holding their attention, you know. They'd rather play a board game.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've got your number on October 33, love's my only good thing, like fat, fat, fat. So help me hear the birds sing, I'll help you capture your dream. Let's see it in the present and try to let it be.
I absorb all the information from my uncle of being an artist and playing melody games and seeing him like put a cardboard box on his head and making beats. I'm like looking at him like he's crazy. Like I'm never going to do this ever. But you know, that when I turned 17, 18, trying to figure myself out, that was information that I had available to me to express myself. And you know, I was able to make something of it, and it feels really good.
You've been awesome. This has been great talking with you. Thank you so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Eric Burton is lead singer of Black Pumas, which is also led by guitarist Adrian Quesada. Their self-titled debut album is out now.